This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison. Or is it more polite under the circumstances? We're coefficients, we're equals, we're co-conspirators, we're partners. Whether I say you, is it more appropriate? You think it's more polite? Would your mother say to you, Michael, that you should be introduced first, even though, because I don't consider you a guest, I consider you like the important cog in the wheel. So should I start the program by saying, here's Michael Harrison from talkers like Ed McMahon used to, it was introducing Johnny that was important, not him. He announced himself at the end.
No. I think that's an interesting question. I think from the standpoint of how talk radio or radio works,
mm-hmm.
You are the host of this program, and I'm a featured player. I'm not really a guest because I'm a regular. Huh. I'm a featured player on the show, but you're the host, and I'm part of a bigger show. If I were on the whole show and you were the announcer, then it's different. Johnny Carson would be the host of the whole show. Ed McMahon was the announcer.
Right.
So actually, you are superior to me in terms of this show.
I see. Okay.
If we were sitting on a stage and it were visual, you'd be in the higher chair.
Mm.
You know, it's very interesting how those TV talk shows work. That the way it's set up, and it's a system that goes through all of them. The host faces the camera more directly. The guest has to look sideways. If you look at the angle.
Oh yeah.
And the guest is in a lower chair than the host. It's set up for the host to be in the superior position. When I say superior, I don't mean, you know, more worthy human being. I just
right.
mean in terms of that game plan. So in this situation, you're the superior figure, and you're doing it appropriately.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know? So how's that, folks, for an introduction to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview every week of the top 10 talk topics, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, which has Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of the things that are important to the news talk radio world, news talk radio business. There are always important stories, and we have some good ones this week as usual. But the first thing we have to do in order to get you into the mood, if you will. Remember that old song, In the Mood?
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask you, is there any way that I could have my own theme music when you bring me on?
Yeah, let's do that.
Like when remember when Bob Hope, whenever he came on, they played Thanks for the Memory?
Right, exactly.
Or when the president comes on, they do Hail to the Chief?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So it's Michael.
How about Michael Row the Boat Ashore by the Highwaymen? Nah.
No, I don't think so. No,
should I
like
do this now? Okay,
in the
here
mood.
We go.
But we'll put everybody in the mood for conversation. Michael goes through the top 10 as far as the important stories, and then we get to the important people this week.
This is the longest introduction for the shortest feature. I mean, it's crazy. Okay.
That's good. Hooray!
Here, number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoff race and NFL action. Actually talking about the sports as opposed to necessarily the activities of the players. At number 9, we have the Hannah Graham case, and we have the Ebola pandemic threat tied together. Emma Watson's UN speech tied with nude pics threat at number 8. Eric Holder resigning at 7. Hillary Clinton's presidential prospects and midterm elections at 6. At number 5, the UN climate change conference. At number 4, back to sports, the NFL domestic violence cases. And that's tied with ESPN suspended Bill Simmons. He said something bad about Roger Goodell.
He said something true about Roger Goodell. And, we'll hold on to that. Excuse me.
Okay, well, true,
wait.
Bad, whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he got in the shorts for it.
The politics and the pressures of working for a major corporate network nowadays are very difficult for
him. Well, I'm happy talent. That you and I are independent, Michael.
Yes, thank goodness. Number 3, new terror plots. Number 2, Iran nukes negotiations. Number 1, the U.S. ISIS policy and strikes in Syria. The people that are populating the perky conversation, number 10, Hannah Graham and Jesse Matthew. Emma Watson at 9, Jim Webb at 8, Hillary at 7, Eric Holder at 6. Number 5, Hassan Rouhani. Number 4, Bill Simmons. Number 3, Roger Goodell. Number 2, John Kerry. And number 1, the President of the United States, POTUS, Barack Obama.
All right, that's no surprise. Nothing surprising there. What is surprising, we can back up just a little bit here. Normally, it is our goal and our established purpose to take some of the things apart that are in the top 10 and examine them from Michael's perspective. And he's examining them from, remember what I say at the beginning of this, Talkers does the research. They listen to all these talk radio programs and hosts and stations. That's part of the gig at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com. So as you evaluate Bill Simmons, I never knew who the guy was until this past week. Never heard of him before. I'm not an ESPN watcher. I'm not an NFL fan. You would know him because he's prominent, I'm told. And so he writes what he feels. And then if you listen to the on-air, it's not even... I was led to believe when I read the first draft, I think, in Talkers of what really was going on, that this was a inflammatory, it was laced with all kinds of curse words. I heard him come up with a couple of words, but I thought his presentation was quite, was strong and on, and frankly, I found myself listening to it and agreeing. I think Goodell is lying. So,
well,
Well, go ahead.
My feeling is, who cares? But that's just the side.
Who cares about what, though, Michael? Who cares about what?
Hey, all of this talk about Goodell. My personal opinion is, hey, the NFL is a private company.
Yeah.
It's a business. He's not an elected official. He's not a clergyman. He's not a member of the Congress. He doesn't represent a constituency. He works for the owners of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
If people just put in perspective the fact that the NFL is just a business like any other, and this guy's a corporate executive defending his company. They all lie. All CEOs lie when their companies are in problems. They try to put on a happy face. They try to whitewash it. They try to do what they can. And if the press sees it, exposes it, and the public sees it, in a case of sports where it's so big in our culture, we actually believe it's up there with, like, an elected official. Like, should Goodell resign? Well, he should resign if his bosses want him to. He has no obligation to the public from a standpoint of being a public servant. And people actually believe he is. They talk about this guy as if mm-hmm. he's some kind of a Supreme Court justice or an elected official. He's not. He's a mm-hmm. guy that works for a company that's an entertainment company. They just happen to be so darn massive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they permeate our culture on a level that it almost gives them supernatural powers. But... That's why I say it doesn't really matter whether he lied or not, because he's just a business guy defending his company or trying to follow the party line or handle something he's not really equipped to do.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sign up for this.
Mm-hmm.
He signed up to run a business that exploits violence and sells tchotchkes.
And exploits the people who watch it.
It exploits the players. It exploits their families. It mm-hmm. exploits the people that watch it. But if the public wants to participate in this exploitive hobby, well, they have the right to do
it. So do you think, let's pause for a second. When we come back, I want to find out whether you think that all of this publicity is helping to promote the game more, or is it taking away? I've got a couple of polls here that I've been looking at this week. Michael Harrison, who is the featured player here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory in our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere, and it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com, is here, the featured player. I certainly do like that. Overviewing some of, after we go through the list of the top 10 topics for the week, then we'll take apart some of the things that are in there as they apply to Michael and his expertise. As I mean, he's on the air all the time, radio, television, interviews, newspaper interviews. And I'm sure when we get to some of these things, like how this issue is being handled by sports talk radio. And in general, I mean, I run a general My Good Day program Monday through Friday. Is a general interest conversational, hopefully convivial conversational program. And I've been talking about this. The essence of the NFL, you know that I've talked about helmets and how I think it's horrible that parents let their children play football, and I don't think it's a very good idea to play soccer, things like this. So in this circumstance, you have just said that the public is enamored, or you didn't use that word, but that's basically what you're saying. But the polls differ with that. There is a sort of a crack in the armor of the NFL because of all of this continuing pounding, but all these people who are pounding are normally people that are making money off of it, Michael.
I think that, you know, football, of course, just like baseball or any other sport, has to watch itself over the long haul. The most important part of it is, do young people like the game so that they keep having new generations of fans and players?
Do they? The polls don't indicate the ratings until they show the halftime, the Super Bowl. You get to the Super Bowl, the ratings, a whole different story. The ratings for the television broadcasts that are across the board pretty much every night of the week are basically 40 and over. They are not young. The people are not watching these games 40, 45, 50 and older.
I'm not sure the young people are watching TV anymore.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I don't know whether or not that's a trend about football, or if you could just find that the case is that in general young people are not watching television. The
so
way
does that mean the NFL dies?
No, it takes on different forms. The NFL is a leader when it comes to understanding multimedia.
How do you broadcast a game not in real time if nobody's going to watch it? How do
they're broadcasting these games now online. They're broadcasting.
I know they are. But in 30 years from now, are they going to be able to do that and have an audience? I think that's.
I have no idea what's going to happen 30 years from now with football.
All right. It would be nice if you knew. Michael Harrison, we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi. Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, who doesn't always have the answer to the question. I asked him a question, didn't know the answer. I'm happy.
Yeah, well, you asked me what's going to happen with football in 30 years. I said I have no idea what's going to happen in 30 years to football.
In my 30 years, 3 years from now.
Yeah, but I mean, look, would you have ever thought growing up that baseball would ever be surpassed by football as a national pastime?
It hasn't been with me, but a lot of people, yeah, it has.
When I was a kid, your whole life was based on how good you were a baseball player and how much you knew the game.
Yeah, right.
I mean, every kid baseball walked around
cards.
With their mitt. Their mitt grew out of their hand.
Right. Do you? I still have my mitt from when I was a kid. Do you?
No, I never had a mitt. I was
really?
Poor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was one of those kids. I was one of those kids that had to borrow mitts.
Really? I'll give you one. I've got next one.
I used to
one.
Borrow bicycles, borrow mitts.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up in the school of hard knocks. You know?
It's tragic. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it made me the man I am today.
Yes.
Cheap and frightened.
Perfect. All right, let's move on to Eric Holder as a punching bag for talk radio hosts. You won't have, what does Nixon say when he leaves? You won't have me to knock around anymore. And then, of course, he came back again. What is Holder, many people think, is responsible in large part for Obama's bad ratings. Not that he is really, but that's what some people think, because he became a lightning rod of anger. So what does his leaving do to the conversationalists on the air who love to have him?
New people to become punching bags, and the wheel just keeps turning.
All right, so who are the good punching bags? Who are the ones?
Oh, Obama's the greatest punching bag we have. And, of course, before that, we had George Bush was a punching bag from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys deserve to be punching bags.
Yes.
I mean, first of all, if you want to be president of the United States, I have no pity on you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, this whole thing about, you know, feeling sorry for the president, give me a break. Most powerful man in the world. Good. I'm glad that we live in a world where you can punch the guy verbally.
All right, but he's thin-skinned. This guy is a real thin-skinned. He doesn't like the punching bag at all.
Yeah, well, then don't go into public policy. Don't go into don't get into a business where you're running people's lives and you have effect over people's wealth, health, well-being, life and death, and all that stuff. I'm all for free speech, and I'm all for it being rough and tumble. I'm not for people seeking victory over truth. Seek truth. That's what's wrong with the whole system. Right now, it's just dishonest on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the people that are in it, they get battered around by the disingenuous criticism of the other side. And the public is starting to realize that.
Yeah.
Of course, there's an aspect to this that has just gone on forever. So I sometimes feel almost like this is terrible redundancy. You know, every time there's an election, every time there's somebody resigning, every time there's a scandal, every time, you know, we got to get new people in there. We have to have an outside perspective. Washington is too professional. The politicians are all bad. This conversation's gone on forever. It becomes almost like, hey, can somebody change this game a little bit? Can we move the human race forward a notch? We're just going around in circles with the same damn argument.
Yeah, we are, as a matter of fact. And that makes those who listen to political talk radio perhaps they're at a disadvantage because all of that stuff is going around in a circle, too. We hear the same conversations in the same way and have for a number of years, and that's what people are worried about when it comes to stimulating folks. You know, the slogan, a lot of talk radio stations have more stimulating talk radio. Well, isn't going to be stimulating if the same people are saying the same thing over and over and over again, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the core will always be happy. People who are into politics, that core audience of people who love politics will always love it. Mm-hmm. The key to the success of any of these genres is when they attract people outside the core, when suddenly everybody's into politics, and that's when it expands. But when everybody's not into politics because they suddenly say, hey, this is boring, or hey, this is not going anywhere, or worse, hey, this conversation is irrelevant to the truth, then it goes back to just the core, and it looks like it's shrinking. There'll always be an audience for politics.
Michael.
But will there be a mass audience? That's mm-hmm. the question.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back with the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, featuring Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with an overview not only of the top 10, but of the things that are affecting what we're talking about. This is the so-called spoken word arena, spoken word formats, news talk radio, sports talk radio. The fact that we call it news talk radio is indicative of what really the core values are here. We're talking about what's in the news and the offshoot conversation to come. Really good, stimulating talk radio hosts are able to take three or four angles with most really good stories and present that food for thought, which is kind of cool. That's why people are entertained and stimulated by it, by definition. One of the things that has happened this past week or two, for those who may, I mean, you turn the radio on and listen to your favorite hosts, well, listen for the news in the top of the hour. Some of you in the spoken word arena may listen to stations that do more thorough focusing, the so-called all-news stations. And from that, a lot of them become cross-bred, I think, or hybrids of this. I think a WBZ in Boston that does from 5 in the morning until 8 at night, they do news. It's called the all-news station, but yet it isn't all-news because at 8 o'clock they go into a talk program, and that's what they do through the night. So as the people that are doing this are affected by the news and how the news is presented, I thought maybe you might want to talk a little about some of the changes. We were just talking about young people and football. Who's going to watch? Who's going to listen to these games as the crowd gets older, and how people use media changes dramatically? Isn't that the same for the news radio stations? Isn't that why some of the people behind the scenes that nobody knows except us, a good friend of mine, Andy Ludlam, who ran the news station in Los Angeles for a number of years, is now out of a job because the ownership of the station, CBS, wants to present the news in a younger fact, whatever the heck that means, attract younger listeners. How foolish is that? We were just talking about younger people aren't listening to the radio anyway.
Well, you just cut a broad swath of information. Basically, basically, to respond to that, in a, you know, at least one point of it, is that people become more interested in the news and talking about the news as they get older, mm-hmm. because they have more of a stake in the news. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean young people aren't interested in the news and there's not news that could be developed for young people, but young people have are generally less predisposed to be interested in politics, finance, economics, foreign policy, taxes, social security, health care, all the issues that come under the umbrella of news, because they're young and they don't have a stake in it. They don't own a home. They haven't put years into a job. They're not paying, they're not looking at social security, retirement. They haven't developed a big nest egg and thus have to worry about investments and protecting their wealth, all the things that come with being older. So it's just a natural process of life that news radio, news television, news talk, commentary, public affairs discussions, Sunday morning meet the press type shows would have an older audience. That's it. I mean, it's you know, just because executives at the big mega networks that are answering to stockholders and are trying to please Madison Avenue are doing whatever they can to turn everything into youth oriented so they could sell more advertising. That's in their dreams. You know, it's wishful thinking. The fact is, a fact of life. Older people are more interested in the news than younger people. Younger people are more interested in entertainment and frivolous things because they're young. There's a difference between young and old. And we should recognize that there are all kinds of people, and we should create media for all of the demographics and sell advertising to people that want to sell to them. It's out of balance right now. It's too oriented to everything has to be young and that somehow old is bad. I don't think that's really...
But we're led to believe by the cultural mavens that run broadcast, maybe more print magazines. For example, you go to the news counter... You go to the checkout counter and you look at the so-called news. It's all entertainment stuff. It's all the wild, wacky world of the Inquirer. That's the sort of thing that people seem to want to talk about.
Well, that's what some people want to talk about. Again, not everybody wants to talk about that. If you and I start talking about the nonsense that are on those magazines at the checkout stand, we'd lose our audience. The people are listening to this show and listening to this radio station because they like this kind of thing. Not because they don't like it, they like it. And if there are a lot of them, that's great for us. If there are fewer of them, they still deserve to get the programming that we're giving them.
That means they're better.
You know, they don't deserve it any less.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're doing it, we should do the best we can, whether there's 10 people listening or 1,000 people listening. But there are other people that like other things, and they should have stuff for them. I don't understand why people think everything has to be for everybody, because, you know, variety is wonderful, and we are a species of many, many different types of people.
I mean, look, it drives me nuts when people say, I mean. I'm sorry. I apologize for that because I am genuinely appalled by listening to it from other people. So I just erase that from the tape. I don't mean to start a sentence with I mean. Here's what I am about when it comes to this. The dramatic number of cable channels, the choices that you have, if you turn on that video box in your home, there are hundreds and hundreds of them. And now, thanks to things like TuneIn Radio and Stitcher and all of the things that are available online. For example, this program's at DougStephan.com and RadioAmerica.org and CRNTalk.com and TalkStreamLive.com and GCNLive.com, and it goes on and on and on. So there are literally hundreds of radio programs now as well. And so why is it, because we've fractured everything, how is it that this isn't good? It ought to be, if it's good for TV, it ought to be good for radio, shouldn't it?
Well, it's good for the public, but it's not necessarily good for the people in the radio business because it's hard to make money when everything is fractured if you don't have a critical mass of listeners.
The more
restaurants on the street, the fewer people will be in each one. Mm. There's only so many people, you know, to go around. When you had three networks, it was great for them because everybody had to compromise and watch the I Love Lucy show. But the fact is we're in a different era, and now we have to figure out in the 21st century different ways of monetizing these smaller pieces of the pie.
All right. Stars on Radio next in our focus. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here with Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end of summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere. And it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak prefinished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry prefinished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 60-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fall marks the start of pumpkin pie spice season. From lattes to Greek yogurt, almost everything is flavored with pumpkin pie spice. Chef Kevin Vetter of McCormick tells us what authentic pumpkin pie spice actually is and gives us ideas for how to enjoy it in everyday foods.
Pumpkin pie spice is a simple blend of your favorite fall flavors. Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. You probably have it in your kitchen for that once-a-year pumpkin pie recipe, but it actually works in a variety of dishes from sweet to savory. For breakfast, sprinkle it on oatmeal or stir it into pancake batter. Mix it with cream cheese for a tasty spread or add it to fresh coffee grinds to make pumpkin spice coffee and save a few dollars. Try it in autumn baking recipes that call for cinnamon, from apple crisp to muffins, cookies, and cakes. You can even add it to savory fall dinners. It's a great complement to butternut squash or roasted vegetables. You can even make a pumpkin fettuccine using canned pumpkin, bacon, and pumpkin pie spice.
For more pumpkin pie spice recipes, visit McCormick.com.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to wrap up our weekly discussion on the issues that are confronting, I don't know if confronting is even the right word, that are besetting, no, I don't even think that's the right word, that are engaging people who are listening to these conversations on the spoken word, mostly news talk radio stations. So the biggest of the big is Rush Limbaugh. We've talked about him a little bit. We always talk about him. There are some stars that get a lot of attention. Nobody gets more attention than Limbaugh. Some of it's positive, some of it's negative. And we, I think, mentioned a couple of weeks ago how, maybe it was last week, he's been attacked in an unreasonable manner. That was my reading of it, not anybody else's. I'll take responsibility for that. I don't think Limbaugh needs an apologist, but I will tell you that I think what's gone on with the Democratic National Committee is pretty outrageous. It appears that way to me. But can you turn this around, Michael, and see, you know, the people say, oh, poor Rush. He's a master at getting attention. But has this gone with the attention? They're more on the attack this week, they being the Limbaugh people,
Now, the Limbaugh people this week put out a report that they did a breakdown of the Stop Rush campaign that Media Matters has been engaging in, and they're claiming that the entire campaign has basically been dominated by a handful of people with kind of souped-up software to make Twitter go further than it can, and that most of the complaints and harassment of advertisers who work, who advertise on Rush, has been coming from a very small group of people with a very loud message, and that they've been bullying and harassing them. Media Matters answered by saying, that's ridiculous, it's not true. So they denied it. Mm-hmm. So Rush makes a good point. And as for the ultimate truth of it, I don't know. But I do suspect there's some truth to Rush's defense, which is now an offense. And the battle continues. But again, the big picture, Doug, when you bring politics into media, you're going to have dirty fighting, and you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Just like I don't feel sorry for the President of the United States, I don't feel sorry for Rush. You want to be out there as a lightning rod? You want to be controversial? You want to be talking about things that people find sensitive and take offense at? You're going to get people throwing stones at you. It comes with the territory. Don't be thin-skinned, and don't paint yourself as a victim. Rush makes a lot of money and has a lot of notoriety and success for putting himself in that position. He has to pay the price.
So is it unreasonable? Do you think they're just playing this like they played a lot of other opportunities to get attention? What's the old expression? I don't care what you say, just spell my name right.
I think that is the overriding truth here. And I think that it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that it's entertaining. And I think that there are a lot of truths that are exposed to be evaluated. But ultimately, it's a very, very hardball, dirty game. Mm-hmm.
So do you think I make a mistake as a radio person identifying another? Remember, as kids growing up in this business, we were always told, and I bet you were told as well, to not talk about other stations, not talk about other programs, never admit there's anybody else out there but you. And, of course, that's changed over the years for whatever reason, I suppose, for lots of different reasons.
Well, it's more authentic to recognize the world you live in, but
yeah.
Come on. This show is the Talk Radio Countdown show. We are here to talk about talk radio.
Right.
So how are we going to talk about talk radio if we don't talk about the players?
Well, I don't mean in this context. I just wondered in terms of the my regular Monday through Friday Good Day program, I don't think that, and I said this earlier here, that Limbaugh needs an apologist, but I was so put off, and I don't know whether it's my own political leanings by what they did, that I spoke up for Limbaugh. And my arena is not political. I don't have a political talk radio program.
I think that in this day and age, there's no such thing as brand X. Remember? And brand X and brand Y, you know, as opposed to saying the name of your competitor.
Yeah.
I think we live in a much more savvy world. And I think that you should talk about whatever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there should be rules that I can't talk about this.
I said this not somewhat facetiously about a half hour ago in this program. We're almost out of time, but one of the things that I said is that you and I were independent. I am an independent producer. I own a company that produces four talk radio programs, and I'm the only one around who's left that doesn't have a connection to some big business or some religion or something. There are guys who have done extraordinarily well. Ramsey's a person I can think of. Beck is another person who's done very well understanding the need for building your own business around this. I don't know about independence from churches or big organizations, but they're considered to be different than the folks who work for the big companies like Limbaugh and Hannity, if you will, or some of the other folks that may be on CBS. I mean, I don't want to get too inside here, but I would not worry about saying what Simmons said, if I had said it, because nobody's going to come back to me and say, you're fired or you're on suspension. It may be the talk radio stations don't like it, they take me off, but I'm not without a place or a cushion. But that doesn't happen very much because people feel like
that's a complicated thing you're bringing up. I mean, you're not the only independent out there, obviously. You said you were a minute ago, but that's...
Well, I think in terms of not being associated with any big conglomerate or church, I mean, that's what I meant by saying that.
Yeah, well, I mean, my opinion is we're all dependent on somebody. Nobody is completely independent. It's just a matter of whether you're running your own business or you happen to have a job and you're an employee and you're totally a slave to dictates that come from, you know, the corporate offices. But ultimately, every business person, everybody that owns their own business, large or small, has to answer this has to answer to somebody.
Yep.
Some people even have to answer to their employees.
Yes.
So no man is an island. I don't want to get too, you know, esoteric here, but these are just different business models.
What's the hot dog company, the kosher hot? We answer only to God. Hi,
everybody,
Michael.
We are all responsible to each other, and we're all responsible to the bigger picture of what makes a business or a cultural scene or a nation or a religion or society. So, yeah, independence is just how you want to slice it and what point of view you want to have on any particular circumstance. But nobody is truly independent.
All right, so there it is, the word from Michael Harrison, who's here with us in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, overviewing the hot hits, the top topics in News Talk Radio.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, time for an overview of the important legal news of the week with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer extraordinaire. He's a professor. He's also appeared on lots of television programs, written a lot of articles for the Boston Globe, Barron's Magazine, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, blah, 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 blah. I get tired of going through your resume every week because it's so long and impressive. Okay, so I thought you'd enjoy this as a silver-tongued devil. The story of a lawyer named Stephen Wise, not Stephen Wiseman. He had a book called Drawing the Line, Science and the Case for Animal Rights. He told an audience that he was promoting the book, this was in Washington, quote, "I don't see a difference between a chimpanzee and my 4.5-year-old son, based on the fact that 98% of their DNA is the same." The boy was not available for comment. Imagine lawyers should be doing better things with their mouths and their minds. All right, let's take a couple of the items from this week's top 10 talk topics, according to talkers.com. We continue to be amazed at the continuing revelations when it comes to the NFL, the domestic violence cases. Is there a suit here? The fellow that was suspended by ESPN, Bill Simmons, calling Goodell a liar. In essence, Goodell looks kind of like a liar. When it comes to public figures, can Goodell sue Simmons? Can he sue ESPN for taking him off the air? And what new violence cases do we have to consider here? It's all wrapped up into one.
Yeah, you know, it was fascinating. That actually, Simmons's situation was something we talked about the other day in my media law class, because I found it compelling for a lot of reasons. One, he was suspended for 3 weeks from ESPN for comments that he made on his own podcast. They weren't even made on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And when I read the reports of it, it was a profane rant that they were saying that he did. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to it live, and he used two swear words, and his tone was not ranting. He accused Commissioner Goodell of lying, and frankly, there's a lot of evidence to show that he is lying. So I'm very, very much bothered. He probably, Simmons, doesn't have much right because of the manner in which his ESPN contract is written to allow them to take him off for even certain perceptions of not being in the company line. But it is very, very troubling to see free speech being limited in this fashion, particularly where, and Goodell, I don't know what kind of lawsuit he has. First of all, he's a public figure, so he would have to show malice or a lying or a total disregard for the truth. But frankly, it does look like he was lying.
Yep. All right, next, the resignation of Eric Holder being greeted far and wide with approval. He is one of the ones who has dragged down Obama's approval rating. Not that he hasn't done enough on his own, but Holder sure as heck hasn't helped him. These guys have been friends for 10 years. They were activists together, yada, yada, yada. My bet is he goes on to run the Democratic National Committee because he's more of a politician than he is a lawyer, and that's why he didn't belong at the spot. Okay, so now I've done all of it. I've answered my own question.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, I don't have anything. I don't look at Eric Holder as a bad guy.
No.
But I do find it kind of interesting that he managed to get all kinds of criticisms from the left and the right for the job that he did. Now, some might say, well, gee, then he must have done it fairly equal. But I'm going to say he's not going to go down in history as one of the great attorney generals. And one of the things that bothered me was white-collar crime. And people that really are harming the economy never took much of an action against them. Nobody went to jail, and it's business as usual.
He's way over his head, I always thought, intellectually, in what was going on there. He showed it very often. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the author of Identity Theft Alert, one of the many books that he has written. The website he runs is scamicide.com, which is a public service helping you stay a foot or a step or somehow ahead of the identity thieves. I noticed securing cardholder data is important. Companies are now being told they have to comply. It's expensive to do that. Look at all the trouble. Home Depot, the latest one in that whole area, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And again, we have the technology to have stopped this, but businesses didn't want to go through the expense, and they probably won't until, for most of them, until October 2015 when the law is going to require them. Walmart's doing it now, though, so good to them.
Well, they will pay the price for sure. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, again, the book is called Identity Theft Alert, and the website is scamicide.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.